Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Off the ball, rugby.
Conan's going to come in and there's a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number eight for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
We're also joined on the line by Carl O'Brien from Dublin Camogie. Carl, you're very welcome. What's the feeling in your camp this morning? Obviously, a lot of the Dublin Camogie players, you look at the likes of Aisling Mar, they have been very, very strong on this and they have been leading the charge over the last couple of weeks. So what's the feeling on your side of things?
Yeah, and that's relief in one way that the players were listened to. I left Croke Park last night and I went up to catch the end of our training session and met the players afterwards. And it was joy with the players. They're just happy that they've been, that they've been listened to and now that they have a choice. And I'll have to commend Brian on publicly coming out as well and calling on, first of all, units to engage, but given his own personal view on it, that he would love to see a choice. And he led from the top on it, and delegates, players, everybody has listened, and the result of 98% is phenomenal in it, that the players are the core to this, that they really have been listened to. So, yeah, it was a historic night for it. This weekend with our Glendimplex Championships kicking off, it's a historic weekend again where we will see our players, some of our players in shorts, some of them in skirts, and it's their choice.
Yeah, and you know what the great thing is, hopefully past this weekend at the very least, we hopefully will never have to discuss it again or think about skirts versus shorts and just let people wear whatever it is that they want. Rachel's obviously there last night in Croke Park too and saw it from the media side. But what was the feeling like from the, I suppose, Camogie sporting side of things? Because we, on the outside, were all a bit uncertain about what way the vote was going to go. Did you have that feeling going into the room? Or were, because of how certain your players were you kind of hopeful that things were going to be different to last year?
Yeah, and going in, we can only control our own controllables. Our controllables were we had 6 votes from Dublin. We knew we were voting in favour of choice. Other counties had came out publicly and said it. Theirs were also up in the high 90s as well. But you always have that fear in the back of your head that if you're not hearing what counties are doing, but in fairness, I think the association had came out with their campaign and had got the counties to buy into it, got the players, and we knew the players would buy into it. We're on the ground and we're listening to the players. We know that they want a choice. And I said it yesterday, I was talking, this was never skirts v shorts. This is skirts and shorts. It's just about giving the girls a choice. It's not playing one off against the other or anything like that. This is just what the players want and what the players need. It was raised as a player welfare issue. And counties have ran with it. They've listened to the members. And without our players, this is nothing. There's no games without our players. And I would have dreaded to see if I had in the past where we would be this weekend. Like we've a wonderful game, we've wonderful championship kicking off to showcase the game. And we wouldn't have showcased the game. It would have been bad. Bad media for the association had this not have gone the right way.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30. I cracked a cold one with the boys. We had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States.
We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you know you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Off the Ball app is getting a new look and will now be called the Go Loud app. You don't need to download it again. If you want to listen to 3 free podcasts per month or become a member and don't already have the app, search for Go Loud in your app store now.
Off the Ball.
Now we are joined by Ronan O'Gara on the line. Good morning, Ronan.
Hey, Kathleen. Morning.
If you look at the papers here ahead of this weekend, it's an interesting one, Ronan, because I think there was a lot of expectation that it was going to be a Leinster year, that they were going to be in the final this weekend. Instead, it's obviously Northampton versus Bordeaux. Bordeaux, a team that you know well from being over in France. And the postmortems are going on again. And it almost feels a little bit like, what more is there to say after that initial defeat and everything that did happen?
Yeah, there's a lot in that we could spend 30 minutes discussing it, but what jumps off the page straight away, I suppose, is just the quality of execution from Northampton, how they managed to come up with a game plan and execute the game plan away from home against a defence that hadn't given up a point in the round of eight and a quarter final, you know, and then for them to score, was it 37 points away, is a real, I suppose, fill up to the attacking coach, Sam Bestie in Northampton, to their environment, to what they stand for. And that's the beauty of sport, you know. I think, yeah, they did come under the radar, but the craziness of the competition and of sport is the fact that I think Stade Francais beat Northampton at home, I think, in the competition. Stade Francais are fighting for their lives to stay up in the top 14. So anyone can beat anyone on the day. But I think everyone fell into the trap from a Leinster point of view, if you supported Leinster, that, it is our year and we've kind of had a lot of mishaps, but hopefully we should get over the line this year. But it's only when the things go awry and not as planned that you understand the depth and the magnitude of the postmortem that is necessary for what happened on the day, because I think so many people, me included, didn't expect. I suppose the challenge in my head was, will Northampton score today? Will they get points? And that's the trap I fell into. And that's why it's so fascinating, I suppose, the mental aspect of sport as well, in terms of preparation and performing, because you don't have to be the best team for the year, you just have to be the best team for 80 minutes, and that's what Northampton did. But there had been glimpses of that, and I think when you see their team, and especially their back line, they are a very, very interesting side.
You say there about the Leinster feeling that it was their year. Do you think it was a case of overthinking it, not thinking about it enough necessarily, or thinking about it in the wrong way? You know, there was a lot of conversations about the team selection in particular, not bringing players on. Jordy Barrett is probably the name that sticks out the most, not bringing him on soon enough. Where do you see that mental aspect, I suppose?
I think there's some very wordy, I suppose, debates and question marks and points of discussion, shall we say, at best, because the form that Jordy Barrett is in, I think, even when you have a team full of Lions and of excellent quality players, his form was head and shoulders above everyone else. So I understand more than anyone, I think, the fact that maybe you want to finish with your best 15. So I get that. But when you want to do that, you need to have momentum. And especially for Leinster, I think with the start they got and how Northampton went, they never envisaged to be as spooked as they potentially could be. And you could see for the last 20 minutes that there was widespread fear spread throughout their team in the fact that this was in a scenario that they have never seen before, whether it be put under pressure in training or in a match scenario, because maybe it could be a tight game and it could be one score, but you probably expect it to be 18-15. But when you're I suppose everything is built around your defence, and you take over 30 points, you're spooked. You find it very difficult to process your thoughts correctly. So in that regard, I think there is the Jordy Barrett debate. There would be the decision-making of the leaders in terms of kicking points. Cup rugby is so different to anything else, and especially at the knockout stage of that, for me, the one rule that over, I suppose, crystallises everything else is that a draw is better than a defeat. It sounds so simple, but Leinster had a chance to make the game, shall we say, safe or neutral with a draw, with the reception of a kickoff to come, with also Northampton down to 14. So, I mean, it takes very little time to score in rugby and to go up the pitch, especially on a surface like the Aviva and on a sunny day, on a good turf. So I'm sure they've debriefed that. And, you know, I think where, as if someone looking on the outside in, you have to admire how Northampton constructed and put building blocks in place to get over the line, because no one gave him a chance and no one really believed in him. But you could see there was plenty of times for them to crack in the last 15, but they never cracked. They actually put pressure on on Leinster, and they were the guys with the yellow card. So in terms of, I suppose, the mental preparation and their physical performance, you have to admire them on both fronts.
On your most recent edition of Off the Ball, there was this
absolute sense of relief. And even personally, the thought of never having to put on a scarf again is just absolutely fantastic. I can see I've been having a little look at the corner of my eye at the group chat there, and it's absolutely hopping.
And this.
It was actually traumatic. I really don't want to talk about it. I vomited about 4 or 5 times afterwards.
No way.
Oh, like it was the worst ever. Duff, like it was worse than coppers after an All-Ireland or something.